And it's KFI AM 640 handle here, October 22 on a Wednesday. Bottom of the hour handle on the news, late edition. There is a weird story about this little girl, unidentified little girl called Maria. That's what they're calling her. And last week, they found her at a gypsy camp in Greece. The gypsies are Roma because they speak Roma. They're Romani, I think, was the original gypsy where they originally came from. And Roma, I think, is both the language as well as what they're called. Gypsy is our name for them. Now, because Maria was found, and she's this blonde-haired little girl, and the parents are anything but blonde-haired little parents, thousands of people have called the authorities to see if somehow they could be related or figure out what missing child cases and connect the two. And this all happened as a result of a police search for something other. I think it was a drug issue. And there they find this blonde, blue-eyed little child that didn't look at all like she belonged in this community. And the DNA test proved that she was not related to the gypsy couple she was living with. Really? They had to do a DNA test to figure this out? Look at their picture. Look at her picture. Now, police say the couple initially claimed her as their own. This is our child. No, it's not. And now what is happening is there's an international hunt for the real mom and dad. And, of course, anti-gypsy sentiments are now creeping up. They're exploding. And I'm going to spend a word or two at some point in this or next segment talking about the kind of hatred and discrimination that gypsies experience in Europe. Now, the Greek police have sought assistance from Interpol, which has 38 girls younger than 6 years old on its missing persons database. None of them fit her description. And the agency only receives cases where the member governments seek its help. So if the countries don't ask for Interpol's help. See, a lot of people think that Interpol somehow has arresting powers. It doesn't. It's an investigative arm that countries belong to. So a spokesperson for the Smile of the Child charity that's currently caring for the girls has received about 8,000 phone calls about her from all over the world, including the U.S. and Canada. And the spokesperson said, we don't have any clue on her origin. And that's what makes the story a mystery so far. We're trying to have experts from forensics, anthropologists, figure out where she came from. She is in the hospital undergoing tests to determine her origin, and she is in good health, according to the hospital folks. Paradalis, again, the person from the Smile of the Child charity, says she's feeling very happy. She's playing with her toys. She's communicating with the social workers and psychologists, and she's improving day by day. They don't tell us what language she is speaking in. Because amongst the Roma, the gypsy folks, they speak their own language. Although in Greece, they speak Greek. And in Italy, where a lot of them live, they speak Italian. And I've got a story about the kind of discrimination what happened with me in Italy. So after testing is complete, she's going to be transferred to a home associated with the charity. Now, she was found during a police raid on this gypsy settlement. And the gypsy settlement, these are dirt poor people, and they're nomadic people. And they move all over the place. You never know what their address is. They don't particularly have birth certificates. I mean, they keep no records. The kids don't go to school. I mean, it's a really tough life, very different from any Western world lifestyle. So she was found during a police raid. And the police were looking for suspects, gun running, drug dealing, and other crimes. And she was first noticed when she poked her head out from under bedclothes. And the police said, whoa, who's this? And the police said in a statement that her, quote, parents had registered 14 children in 3 different Greek regions. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing gypsies are known as. They're pretty fast and loose with the law. In terms of programs, in terms of governmental aid, they don't believe it is criminal to have the government help them. So now I don't know these folks, and I don't know, and I'm using a broad brush here, but I'm willing to guess that it's a pretty, I think it's a pretty accurate broad brush. But the way they live and their society, and it's so insular and so removed along many different levels that I don't believe. And now I'm really walking a fine line because, of course, I'm going to handle. What are you doing? You're accusing everybody. Well, let's just say amongst many gypsies being concerned with, let's say, fraud with governmental programs doesn't seem to be a big problem. And the couple gave authorities conflicting accounts as to how this mystery girl ended up in their charge. The mom said she gave birth to 6 children in less than 10 months. So mom didn't get her story straight. 2 other little girls and a boy were also found with Maria. The authorities don't know their relationship to the couple, although the kids look like the couple. The other 10 children remain unaccounted for. And they don't know whether they exist or they're false declarations of parenthood to milk the welfare system in Greece. And the cops say that the 2 suspects, the alleged mom and dad, Christos and Elephathiria, who get about $3,400 a month in subsidies from 3 cities where they registered the kids, they don't know who is real, who isn't real. There are no records. Birth certificates don't particularly exist. And so at this point, they're both facing a bunch of charges. Coming back, I'm going to spend a minute or two talking about them and about what happens with gypsies in general in European countries. KFI AM 640. All right, Hoffman, you're up. And this is KFI AM 640. Handle here, October 22 on a Tuesday. The story of that unidentified blonde little girl called Maria found last week in a Roma, that is gypsy camp in Greece, while the cops were looking for drugs, firearms, fugitives in a raid that had nothing to do with looking for this little girl. So they find this girl. The parents, the putative parents who claim to be the parents, are not connected at all to the kid. And all they said is, yep, it's ours. DNA shows it's not. Have no idea. And the parents are being accused of all kinds of fraud, which is not unusual in the community, registering kids, some of which exist, some of which don't. And they're on the welfare system getting what our version is, AFDC, helping people with kids who are poor. And so they're getting, I mean, the parents are getting 10 different kids or 13 different kids, and it's insane. They both be charged with that. But as a result of this, the gypsy community, and this is all through Europe, which has been persecuted and prosecuted for centuries. Now the hatred says, you see, look at these people, which is what is happening again. And you have a resurgence of this. And during World War II, for example, in terms of Nazi Germany, gypsies were just one step below Jews as subhuman beings. And they were slaughtered indiscriminately also by the Nazis. But this is a society in Europe that has always looked down on gypsies because of the fact that they live very different lives. They live in gypsy camps. They don't keep records. They move around. The kids don't go to school. I mean, it's just a different life. And a personal story about gypsies. I was vacationing in Rome many years ago, and one of the features of Rome called the Spanish Steps. And I was told by the hotel, you will see gypsy kids going all through that area, and hang on to everything you have because they are such good pickpockets. And the hotel and the police made a point of these are gypsy kids who are doing this, known for pickpocketing. Now, normally pickpockets are just sort of out of everybody. This is a group of people that it was segregated out to say they are thieves. Now, it turns out that, in fact, the gypsy kids that were there, and there were dozens and dozens, were thieves. They were there pickpocketing everybody they could. And if you were really careful, you stuck your hands in your pockets. And kids would come and just push people. And on the way down, they would trip, they would fall, they'd come up and hit people very hard. Oh, excuse me, excuse me. And the other one would filch pocketbooks and wallets. I mean, it was pretty sophisticated stuff. But the point is, the assumption was that every one of those kids were gypsies that were doing that. And in fact, if you look at them, because you can tell what gypsy kids look like, they wear that dress. And then one time, and I think this is an apocryphal story, and it's absolutely true. Very early in my legal career, I was doing evictions for 10 minutes just to make some extra bucks. And I was called by a homeowner who said he had rented it to a gypsy gentleman. He found out later that he was a gypsy. And within a few days after renting the home, and it was cash, about 40 people moved in. Two trailers in the front of the house, three trailers in the back of the house. Maybe there were 60 people there. And you couldn't evict them. The police would show up, and there were no names. There was no ID. They had no idea who they were. The police would show up, and it was someone else. I mean, it was almost impossible. It was trying to evict or call the police to come over and try somehow to arrest air. So I went out there to now negotiate with them, to serve eviction papers, but there was no one to serve because I didn't have any names. And so we had the name of one guy who had signed the lease, and it was probably made up. This is what you get for no credit check or just cash. He shows up with 3 months worth of cash. Sure, of course, we're going to rent the place. So, I mean, they were there for months. They were there for 6 months, 9 months, whatever it was. So they brought me in, and I'm negotiating with them for a month. And I remember going in and say, who can I talk to? And I was told, oh, you can talk to our lawyer. I go, okay, give me his address. Well, he's here. The lawyer lived there. So I go meet him, and they all have the same last name. And I said, so you're a lawyer. And so I assume you're a member of the bar. No, I'm a gypsy lawyer. Oh, thank you very much. So you never actually went to school. I'm a gypsy lawyer. It cost this couple $25,000 to get this family out in cash. And you know, thank God they kept their word. At least they kept their word, because I was frightened they were going to take the money and then not move out. So they trusted the landlord. I mean, to show them the cash, they moved out. They got the money. I mean, forget about escrows. Forget about trust accounts. But that is why. And by the way, that is not unusual, because they live in these huge extended families. They live together, and they just are on a whole different level of simply communicating and community. So you're going to see, unfortunately, you're going to see a lot of hatreds for the gypsies as a result of this, and they just don't fit in into Western culture, both the way they are perceived and the way they live. They don't want to fit in. They have their own lifestyle. And it's fascinating whenever a gypsy situation shows up. All right. Just wanted to share a story or two. Coming up, Handle on the News, late edition, October 22, Tuesday, KFI AM 640. Hoffman, what's going on in your world?